Thumbtack presents The Ins and Outs of Caring for Your Home. Out: procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In: plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out: carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In: knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You know, this month is called Chodesh Shvat. And I don't want to burden you with names, but just a little bit. And maybe some of you, since you all are great Kabbalists, I'm sure know that every month has a special letter and also has some special thing going on. So it says that this month has the letter Tzaddik and Le'ita. Le'ita means stuffing yourself. Bless me, I should lose weight, but... You know, Mamash Le'ita means you don't even take out time to swallow properly, you just stuff yourself. Now listen to this. Okay, now just listen to this. And the month is, you know, the months were divided among the 12 tribes. So this is the month of Asher. Asher. You know, one of the 12 tribes. God for Asher. And if I can just impose upon you. This is an Ishbet Satara, the deepest depths. You know, the craziest thing in the world is that animals just eat exactly what they need. I've never seen a dog going on a diet. I've never seen a horse in a drugstore looking for diet pills, right? So why is us human beings, it's not only in food, we don't know the limits. Why is that? Because spiritually, I can reach beyond myself. What's so special about this world? This world, everything is open. It is so much open that I can be... Yesterday was the lowest creep in the world. Today I can reach the highest level in the world. In 1 minute. This world is so special. Yesterday I had a fight as a person. We swore to each other, we'll never talk to each other. This morning we can be the greatest friends in the world, right? This world has something that's not finite. And here I want you to open your hearts even more so. If you ever thought that heaven is infinite, you're mistaken. Heaven has a finiteness of heaven, right? Heaven is also finite. Heaven is finite. You know what really is infinite? This world. Right here on the chair we're sitting on. This world is infinite. There's a parallel from the Jikva, I think I told it to you a few times. The Jikva says, you know that the soul in heaven before I was born, and I'm dwelling in heaven, so all was beautiful, but who needed me? Nobody really needs me, and I don't need anybody else. In heaven, who needs friends? And friends can't do anything for you. You know what this world is all about? This world is that you can be a friend to somebody, or somebody else can be a friend to you. This world is, I can walk on the street and hear somebody cry. You know where I can reach in 1 second? Beyond myself. Beyond myself. Let's assume, even if I work hard for 1,000 years, I can reach a certain spiritual height. Let's say I'll be 20 million miles high. And then can be 1 moment. I'm eternally high. Beyond everything. Beyond everything. So the Ishbita says the deepest Torah in the world. Every person has this absolute drive. I want to reach something unbelievable. Beyond. I want to be infinite. The only thing is, if I don't know how to handle it, I want more money, I want more food, I want more good times. You see, you have this drive, the question is, where are you putting it? He says, there is le'ita, there is stuffing in the world. Everybody is stuffing. What are you stuffing yourself with? Are you stuffing yourself with being more of a friend, to love people more? Or are you stuffing yourself with another little good time, right? So he says what the Vaishnava did, he took the tzaddik, the letter tzaddik, he took the holy man, and put him in charge of Le'ita, right? Because what is it? What are the tzaddikim doing in this world? What's their main function? What are holy people doing in the world? To let the world know. Don't put your drive for that infinite in stupid things. Don't degrade yourself. Don't take another trip, one more trip to Acapulco. I have nothing against it. But why aren't you looking for that absolute stuffing yourself, reaching beyond yourself? Reaching beyond yourself every second. Okay, now I want you to open your hearts. When somebody is sick and their mom suddenly get in touch with the deepest depths of their life, what are they missing? You'll ask a sick person, do you want to live? I want to live. Why do you want to live? Even if they don't know the words. They don't want to live because of that which is finite in their life. That doesn't make them cry so much. You know what they're crying for? Why didn't I reach beyond myself? Gewalt had such an opportunity. Why didn't I do that which is beyond everything? Why wasn't I infinite? You know, friends, you know, what are friends for? What does it mean to love somebody? To love somebody means that person puts me in touch with that infinite. I can reach beyond me. My arm is beyond me. And you know, one of the holiest things, the wedding begins that the groom covers the face of the bride. You know what that means? He's telling the bride, you know, because of you, I'm becoming infinite. And remember, I told you the eyes are infinite. The eyes are the all, right? I can reach even beyond the all. What I thought is all, that's not it. And you know, sweetest friends, when somebody is sick, you know it says, our holy fathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Bakoil, Mikol, Kol, they had the all. You know what Avraham taught the world? A lot of holy people before Abraham. But they taught the world to be holy also with limitations. They didn't teach the world you can reach beyond yourself. You can stuff yourself. Avraham is Bakoil, Mikol, Kol, the all of the all. And the all, it's deeper than all this, right? And I want you to know something. If you have the all, when you ever taste that all, when you have everything, you're so full. And you have everything in the world, all the particulars, but the all is missing. Gvalda, you're empty. Gvalda, you're aching. I've seen people have everything. They have a wife, they have children, they have money, they have a good time, but they're broken. I've seen people have nothing, have a piece of herring once a year. But gewalt, they have the all. Gewalt, are they in touch with this reaching beyond oneself? Now listen to this deepest depths. When Jacob had the dream, he dreamt that there's a ladder going up to heaven. A ladder is pretty finite, even from here to heaven. It has a beginning, it has an end, because even heaven is finite on a heavenly level. But then he saw Vihine Hashem Nitzav, all of God is standing above him. You know what he saw? You can reach beyond yourself. You can do one thing and suddenly Gvalda, you're something else. Gvalda, you're something else. And here I just want to share with you, when we see people crying, At that moment, they're open for the all. At that moment, they're open. They're ready to reach beyond themselves. You know, when the Holy Temple was destroyed, it says, Eini Yodomoim, my eyes can stop crying. What's the Holy Temple all about? Listen to me. I'll tell you something crazy. Do you know how infinite I am? I cannot live in one house. Just last week, a boy and a girl came to my house talking about marriage. So she says, and I understand her. I understand her completely. She says she's so infinite, she cannot limit herself to one man. Isn't that beautiful? She really deserves so much respect because she's infinite. She's so godlike, right? Gewalt, she has tasted God's infiniteness, right? What's her problem? Nabuch, right? She is infinite. She has nothing, right? I'll ask you something. How come I'm living in one house? The Holy Temple is one little building in the whole world. It's so special. Is that really finite? I mean, how can you limit yourself? And I want you to open your heart. There are a lot of people walking today, you know, I love all religions, you know, it's all the same to me. I cannot limit myself to one religion. It's like this playboy cannot limit himself to one wife. What's the problem? The problem is, you know, sometimes you have nothing. Sure, if I have nothing, I'm also infinite. I have much nothing, I have infinite and nothing, right? You see, before God created the world, there was nothing, but, you know, I can also be like this. Well, there's nothing, right? I have nothing. And here I want you to open your hearts. Between infinite nothing and infinite something is such a thin line. Gewalt is that thin. I'm infinite. I learned from my father Isaac, I have to be infinite. So I have to rape all the women, take everything away from people. I'm infinite. I have this deep drive for infiniteness. You know what Jacob says to him? You're not infinite. You have nothing. Jacob says, V'chi yesh li kol. You know, friends, when you love somebody very much, you can sit under one tree for 1 hour, and you know what you experience? Not the infiniteness of heaven. God's infiniteness, which is only in this world. You know, you can do a favor to one person. Just be close to one person. But what you feel, what you experience, is God's infiniteness, which is only in this world. And here I want you to know, the name of this month is Shevet, Shvat, means actually a stick. Esau comes to us and he says, listen, let's face it, you know what God is all about? Guilt feelings, holding a stick over you. Do this, I can't stand it. God makes me so finite. Don't do this, don't do this. Do this, don't do this. I can't stand God's stick. So in order to get out of it, I stuff myself. You know what to answer him back? There's a tzaddik. You want to be infinite? Okay. When you pass by the street and you see one poor man dying from hunger, give him all the money you have. Be infinite, good. It's one person. When you pray to God, don't look at the clock all the time. Be infinite. What's bugging us in most synagogues? I remember one time I was invited in the synagogue. The rabbi told me we begin 8:30. 9:13 we say Kaddish. 9:14 I make the announcements. And 9:15, we are going in for the Onik Shabbos. And he told me, please be aware of it, you know? So you can imagine the whole time the rabbi's looking at the clock, he doesn't pray, he doesn't think of God. He doesn't think of anything. It's cute, right? Nabuch, right?
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.